Sir Robert came in, grumbling and cross, and took a seat over to the side with Johnny. Even though the small gray men had indicated it was between Sir Robert and them, the War Chief of Scotland knew that claymores and Lochaber axes weren't going to win this one, and as far as he was concerned, it was all up to the experts. Basically, he was very concerned about Edinburgh. They had gotten food and water through into the various shelters with thin hoses, but rock was still crumbling in on their tunnel efforts. They had been driving in huge, heavy pipe casings for days now, and the only hope was that they were not crumbling this time. Dries Glatton and Lord Voraz came in. A table for four had been set in the middle of the room, and they took two of the places on one side of it. They were very neatly dressed in gray suits. They had their arms full of papers and attaché cases, and they put them down. They looked exactly like hungry sharks. Neither Johnny nor Sir Robert had acknowledged their arrival.
"You don't seem very pleased this morning,"
said Lord Voraz.
"We be men of the sword,"
said Sir Robert.
"We have small truck with the money changers i' the temple."
Sir Robert's sudden use of English caused both small gray men to turn on their vocoders.
"I noticed,"
said Dries Glatton,
"when I came in, that there were 50 soldiers in white tunics and red pants all around in the rifle pits in the bowl."
"An honor guard."
"They had an assortment of weapons. And one huge fellow certainly looked more like a brigand than an officer in charge of an honor guard."
"I wouldn't let Colonel Levan hear you say that."
"Do you realize,"
said Dries Glatton,
"that if you killed the emissaries and us, you would become an outlaw nation? They know where we are. You would have 12 fleets in here smashing you to bits."
"Better to fight fleets than be a cut up with bits of paper,"
said Sir Robert, gesturing at their piles of it.
"There's no threat in the Russians if you tell the truth and behave. We ken this be a battle of wits and skullduggery, but it's a battle all the same and a bloody one."
Lord Voraz turned to Johnny.
"Why do you regard us in so hostile a fashion, Sir Lord Johnny? I assure you we have only the friendliest feelings for you personally. We admire you greatly. You must believe that."
He seemed, and probably was, sincere.
"But banking is banking,"
said Johnny.
"And business is business. Is that it?"
"Of course. However, personal regard sometimes enters in. And in your case, it most certainly does. I tried several times in the last few days to find you. It is unfortunate that we could not have had our talk before this meeting here. We are actually your personal friends."
"In what way?"
asked Johnny, coolly.